Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago and our upcoming show in Nashville on June 30th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
I'm so glad to hear it. Well, who is this calling?
My name's Crystal Baker.
Hey, Crystal.
I am from Lake Arrowhead, California.
Oh, that's beautiful, up in the mountains above San Bernardino.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm surprised you actually know where it is.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful up there.
and it's really pretty. We have all four seasons.
Which four, though? Because that's important.
Summers are pretty, we have pretty amazing summer.
Yeah.
Well, Crystal, welcome to our show. Carl Castle now going to perform for you three news-related limericks. Last word or phrase shall be missing. Fill in that last word or phrase two times out of three, and you will win our prize. Ready to go?
I'm so ready.
Here we are. Here's your first limerick.
The last strains of my tune sure last long. It's well known, so whales tell when it's wrong. Those in the in crowd all chant it aloud. We whales show we're hip with a...
song?
Yes. A new study from Australian researchers reveals that whale songs spread around the globe among whales like pop songs do among people. One whale sings, another whale hears it, thinks it's catchy, he starts moaning it, and so on till it's a hit whale song around the globe. We got this from some oceanographers. It is this week's number one hit.
Wow.
To a whale, that's very catchy. It may not mean much to you, but we actually sped it up. Here it is again.
It's Friday. Okay.
High school.
Funny, it's weird
really
how that works. It's catchy, it's annoying, but you really can't stop.
You can't stop.
All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
There have been harmful bugs that we met, so with second thoughts we are beset. We computers feel bad for the fast times we've had. We'll grow stronger once we learn.
To reset?
Not to reset. You're close, though. Let's hear it one more time. Listen for the clues. Computer's feeling bad, for example. Let's hear it.
There have been harmful bugs that we met. So with second thoughts, we are beset. We computers feel bad for the fast times we've had. We'll grow stronger once we learn.
Oh, I don't know. To...
feeling bad?
Upset?
No, not upset. How about regret? The computers will grow stronger.
Maybe regret?
Yeah, regret is the answer, yeah. Maybe. Could be, yes. No matter what a computer does to you, loses your work, fails to hide your browser history, they never feel bad about it until now. Artificial intelligence researchers at Tel Aviv University are engineering a computer that feels regret. You thought your computer ran slow now. Wait till it's constantly fretting about how eating your homework went straight to its thighs.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to have, like, performance anxiety,
it
though.
Will.
You don't want your computer feeling bad too badly.
It'll look at faster models and feel old.
Right. I'm no good.
I was just learning to love.
Here.
I wanted you to notice me. Competing for negative attention.
Here's your last limerick.
That dentist makes dinosaurs' boots shake. I run from the drill for my youth's sake. This abscess sure hurts, so cuss words I blurt. I'm a dino with one monstrous...
toothache.
Yes, toothache. Very good. Scientists say they have found evidence of the first ever toothache in the jawbone of a giant lizard from the Mesozoic. Had to be rough on the giant lizards back then. First of all, their teeth were so huge that the pain was therefore enormous. Second of all, dentists had not yet been invented. However, scientists now say, with this evidence, they now know why the type of dinosaurs known as candivores went extinct. Carl, how did Crystal do on our show?
She did well enough, Peter. Crystal, you had two correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done, Crystal. Congratulations.
Yay.
Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.